sorrow found me when I was young. Sorrow waited, sorrow won. Sorrow they put me on the pill. It's in my honey, it's in my milk. Don't leave my half a heart alone on the water.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. This Saturday, August 18th, the Woodstock Film Festival will present a special screening of So-young Kim's new film, For Ellen, at Upstate Films in Woodstock, New York. After an overnight drive, Joby Taylor has a meeting with lawyers and his ex-wife. A struggling rock musician, Joby hasn't been around to be a dad. And now, in working out this final settlement with his ex, he finds his last chance to fight for shared custody of his six-year-old daughter, Ellen. Paul Dano plays the intense and confused Joby Taylor in a movie that is placed squarely on his character's shaky shoulders. Dano's previous film credits include L.I.E., for which he earned an Independent Spirit Award for Best Debut Performance, Little Miss Sunshine, There Will Be Blood, Meek's Cutoff, Where the Wild Things Are, and Ruby Sparks, which is currently in theaters, among many others. It is a pleasure to welcome Paul Dano to the Roundtable.
Hey there.
How did the script for Ellen come across your desk?
Well, I had met the filmmaker So-young Kim before, and I had met her partner, Brad Rust Gray, before. And I had seen So's film, Treeless Mountain, which I liked a lot. She asked me to read it almost as a friend or for feedback or to discuss. She hadn't really worked with actors before. Both her other films were with non-actors. So I think she was just curious about an actor's feedback. And the character was originally written older, but I sort of immediately saw the character and had just some kind of gut reaction to it, and also felt like it was such a personal piece of writing, and that feels like a rare thing sometimes. So, you know, I said to her, well, what if the guy is, you know, a little younger? And we sort of talked about that, and it seemed to make sense, and that maybe, you know, it's a little different and less expected of a story when it's, you know, a young man rather than a guy in his 30s or 40s, you know, going through this with a kid.
And the kid is, the little girl is a non-actor, right?
Yeah. She's from the town where we filmed in upstate New York, a town called Messina. So-young Kim, the director, just went to the local school there and kind of got to just sit in on some classes and watch kids and notice Shailena and liked something about her. And then spent some time with So, and she thought she was the right girl.
And you presumably agreed.
Well, I can't remember if I you know, So made this film, Treeless Mountain, which is two little Korean girls who are non-actors, and I thought it was so wonderful that I was not concerned about it. I thought, you know what, I'm just going to trust So, and I'm going to go, you know, be concerned about Joby.
I am from upstate New York. My brother currently lives in Messina.
Oh.
You filmed in the winter up there, which is a special kind of cold.
Oh, my goodness. It was so cold. I can't even tell you. I know it sounds, you know, sometimes when you hear people complain about the weather or when they're shooting something, and this is one of the few times where, I mean, it was really, really frigid. And I was also wearing, like, little leather boots and skinny, tight jeans and a red leather jacket, and I was just, most of the time, was out there, you know, not nearly dressed enough for it. So, yes, I empathize with your brother.
Yeah, your character was not well prepared for the elements.
No.
I understand you also got sick while you were filming. Did you get sick and then get over it, or were you sort of ill while filming some of the movie?
Yeah, I did. You know, I think because, you know, my feet were always sopping wet from the snow, because I wasn't wearing, you know, real, I should have been wearing boots, but I got strep throat somehow. You pretty much, we were doing 6 day weeks and it was only a 3 week shoot. So I had to just push through. I think we took a day off so I could recover enough to, you know, work. It made for a tough few days.
The film has a lot of scenes with little to no dialogue. Even the more dialogue heavy scenes are sparse compared to a lot of movies. Is there a difference between acting with a lot of scripted words and acting reactions and not speaking so much?
Well, yeah, I think there is, but you know, it's not something that I often think about externally like that. Mm-hmm. You know, when you read something, if it's good, it, you know, everything's kind of working together. So the fact that it maybe didn't have as much dialogue makes sense for that story and for that character. And so it feels right. And that's part of, you know, the impulse of you know, what this guy is living. So, yeah, you know, it is, but I would say what's more different is probably on a film like this, you have long takes and sometimes let the camera roll for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
On different types of films, you might have a scene that's only 10 seconds, you know. That's a bigger difference, to just be able to really live and breathe and let the camera roll and you know, kind of be lost out there in front of the camera. That is, if there was a lot of dialogue or a little bit, I would say that is a bigger difference for me.
I've seen the film, and of course you're familiar with it, but a lot of our listeners won't have had a chance to see it yet. Tell us about your character. Tell us about Jobie Taylor.
Well, the film is about, kind of a rock star or want-to-be rock star named Jobie Taylor, who is coming to a small town to try and get some money from his ex-wife in a divorce settlement. And Joby's probably not in the best place in his life. And you sort of see that maybe he had potential at one point. His energy doesn't seem to be into the right thing right now. And you see that he got married at a very young age, and as some people do, and I think had a surprise baby and has not been a part of their life. And so in the process of getting the money from this divorce settlement, he meets his daughter for the first time.
You also served as executive producer on the film, and you'd done that once before on the 2008 film Gigantic. What responsibilities do you take on as executive producer?
Well, for me, it's about being involved in the project, and it's more, you know, of a creative producer, I would say, in some way, meaning trying to help the film get made, trying to help get the script to actors that we want to work with, trying to just help foster the right production and the right people. But, you know, certainly once we're going to go film it, I'm all Jobie Taylor. There's no bit of me that is interested in producing on set. So I really enjoy, you know, the more involved I am in something, the more I get out of it. So I enjoy kind of being with something early on in its inception.
You mentioned that you wanted to pursue this project because you liked the story, you responded to the character, you had a gut reaction to that, and you were interested in working with So. Do you choose all of your projects based on that sort of combination, a gut reaction to the story and the people you'll be working with?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's pretty much it. You know, I think the script is the first thing, and then I think it's the filmmaker. Those are two things. That's what it is. And so every now and then there's a smaller part in a great script with a filmmaker you really want to work with, and that sounds great. Sometimes there's a lead role in a film with a filmmaker you really want to work with, but, you know, a lot of the time, you know, that's it's hard to come by.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to come by, so you know, it takes some patience, and you know, you got to stick with your guts. I would say that's it. Yeah.
Speaking of filmmakers, you've recently reworked with Jonathan Dayton and Valerie Faris. They directed Little Miss Sunshine, and they've co-directed Ruby Sparks, which is in theaters now. What was it like working with them again after several years?
Well, we've remained friends. They're just wonderful, wonderful people, and I think they're wonderful filmmakers. I had a great time with them. You know, we had a really wonderful collaboration, and, you know, this time we worked more closely together, and I was involved with the film a lot longer on this one and before it got made, and we just had a great time, and you know, it was different in some regards because the project was different, but they were the same people that I loved working with, I would work with them again in a heartbeat.
You have another film opening pretty soon, Looper, the new Rian Johnson movie. Mm. I'm excited for that film, just personally excited. This seems like a much, well, compared to, especially I would say for Ellen,
right,
a really, like, really fast, crazy thing comparatively.
Yeah. Well, I just have a small part in Looper, but I really wanted to work with Rian. I think he's going to make some really good films, and I think this is one of them. I just think he's the real deal. I wanted to work with him. I had a blast doing it. I'm excited about the film as well.
And another movie being Flynn, you're acting alongside Mr. Robert De Niro.
Mm, yeah, that was pretty good. he's actually a very kind, generous, warm guy. Gave a great big hug, I think he's wonderful in the film, and I got to have some really amazing scenes with him, days where, you know, we'd be working on one scene, me and him, for 12 hours straight, just in a room, and, it was wonderful.
You also have occasion to appear on the stage. Did you begin acting in theater?
I did, yeah. I'm from New York, that's where I live, and I started in theater, and I get back to it once and again. I do love it, hopefully, you know, I'll get to do another play at some point soon.
Paul Dano, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah.
For Ellen is screening at Upstate Films in Woodstock at 3 p.m. on Saturday. Have a great time in Woodstock.
Okay, all right, thank you.
What do you want?
I just want to know how you feel about me.
Person.
Paul Dano stars in So Young Kim's latest film, For Ellen. The Woodstock Film Festival will present a screening of For Ellen this Saturday at 3 p.m. at Upstate Films in Woodstock, New York, to be followed by a Q&A. To learn more, visit woodstockfilmfestival.com. woodstockfilmfestival.com. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.